Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Happy New Year. Today's message is a crisis of identity. And our text, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 12th through the 14th verses. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I don't know how you analyze all that's been going on in recent months in this country with the terrorist attacks and the mass shootings and the crisis in the judicial system, not to mention the overall ineffectiveness of our government, but it's clear to me that the world is changing. There's been a shift in the way the world works. It's not necessarily what we like, it's change. Hit with new challenges and confronted with new limits, the powers that be find themselves in an increasingly contentious debate over how to respond to this new change. And history will no doubt label this as an era of fear and paralysis. The deeper truth about these times is that we're struggling trying to figure out just who we are as a country. What do we represent? Are we the great exceptional nation? Are we isolationist? Who are we now? The terrorist attacks, the debate over immigration, criminal justice, the environment, more versus less government, points to a crisis of national identity. Well, we in the body of Christ are in no less a contentious battle. We are called to spiritual living, and during these difficult and fearful times, that is really challenging, more challenging than ever. That's why it's always good to remind ourselves of our distinctiveness, our particularity. It is the best way to avoid a crisis in identity. There is a word from the Lord. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Corinth to try to reach believers who are struggling with their identity. Surrounded by corruption and every conceivable sin in this city, they are confused over their roles in the world and in the church. Instead of standing firm and being what they're called to be, they're slipping. There are divisions in the church. People are not stepping up to the plate doing what should be done. They're acting in the church like folks act in the world. And Paul lays out this reminder that says, you're not of the world. You've been made a new creation in Christ, so you can do better than what's happening in the world. And you are equipped with someone the world doesn't have. You have the Holy Spirit. You have a power source for living the life God calls you to live. A unique, divine, supernatural power source that will give you everything you need for spiritual living. There is a lovely saying. I don't know if you've heard it. You probably have. We are spiritual beings living in a material world. I like it. But it does not say enough. I think that it has to be fleshed out a bit. There are many ways of understanding this, but the one that works for me, when God breathed into Adam the breath of life, Adam became a living being with a body, a natural man, a man of the earth, of flesh, a consciousness of self, a soul, the seat of will, emotions, choices, and decisions, and a God consciousness. You see all of that was in Adam? He was a man of the flesh and a man of the spirit. When Adam sinned, his spirit died and his soul got sick. In the words of Pastor Tony Evans, scarred and contaminated by sin. And that's what's been passed on to us. And the only way for that soul to heal is this rebirth and growth of the Spirit through the Holy Spirit. just as Elijah learned that God is not always in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, we need to remember that that spirit doesn't move the same way every time. The voice of the spirit, the movement of the spirit, can be as loud and provocative as a hurricane blowing into your life, or it can be as gentle as a summer breeze, so gentle that you may miss it unless you are in complete fellowship with God. When we accepted Jesus as our Savior, we all gained access to this Holy Spirit. It's a free gift of God. We're not spiritual because we read self-help books or we watch Oprah or we do yoga. We are spiritual because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And of all the identities that we could have, I think this should be our best known identity. Spiritual people. The Christian life is a spiritual life. But usually when people talk about Christianity these days, they're talking about politics, they're talking about left, they're talking about right. I think that's messing us up. What's wrong with religion? Who's in? Who's out? What are the doctrines? Who do you believe? Where do you go? Our identity as Christians has been compromised by our cultural leanings, our political leanings. You know, more than my denomination, more than my doctrinal leaning, I want to be associated with Jesus. That's what I believe. Now, there might be people who disagree, but to me, this is what makes what I believe not as much religious as spiritual. A friend told me she was on a retreat recently studying the Holy Spirit, and she found the information so complicated, she left the retreat more confused than when she went in. Now, I'm not going to break into some kind of doctrine of the Trinity, especially not in the last few minutes of this message, but I just want you to understand that we are spiritual people. Remember when Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well and they had this rather involved conversation about worship, and Jesus explained something so profound in its simplicity that you may miss it. He said, God is spirit and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. Now, I believe we can make that as complicated as we want, or we can make it simple. The spirit is a living being. He is not inanimate, not impersonal. We don't have to see him to know him. We don't have to know the exact theological or metaphysical breakdown of the Trinity. All we really need to know is the Holy Spirit is here for us. It is a spirit, a personality that protects us, that teaches us, that comforts us, that counsels us, that encourages us, and empowers us. The Holy Spirit offers us the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness. That is real stuff. Our relationship and communion with God does not depend on external things. We don't have to be a certain race. We don't have to be a certain height or economic status. We don't have to be in a particular church. Our communion with God is in the spiritual realm. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. That is our identity. Of course, we all know that Jesus is the truth. John 14:6, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one can get to the Father except through me. I can think of no greater access to the truth, of course, than through the Word of God. Reading the Word, meditating on the Word. I tell my congregation to memorize scriptures so that you can hide this Word in your heart. You can discern the message. You can fellowship around it. You can call it up when you need it. You know, I met a young man who was explaining Islam to me, and he described the believers of Islam as people of the word. And I always kind of envied that because I think that that's a wonderful description for us, for those of us who love the Lord. We are spiritual people of the word. In order to get to know the person and work of Jesus Christ, in order to really understand the spirit, we have to know the story. And we need to know the meaning of the story. Our salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Karl Barth was one of the Christianity's greatest thinkers, a man whose books fill universities and colleges around the world. And he was once asked, what was the greatest truth he knew? Now, this man had spent his life as an academic, as a theologian. He was a philosopher. He was amazing. But you know what his answer was when he was asked, what was the greatest truth he knew? He said, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. The truth is in the Word of God, a word that must be hidden in our hearts. Knowing the truth is just one part of our identity, however. The harder part is living it out. We can memorize scriptures and call them up day in and day out, but if we're not living them out, they are hampered because of our sin-scarred souls. That's going to affect our identity. Now, we are certainly all sinners saved by grace, but we must be caught trying to live out God's truth. And here's the best part of that identity. We are sinners saved by grace. I just said it. Sinners saved by grace. God has given us access to the Holy Spirit. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can live a spiritual life, not on our own. We can't do this on our own. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit will only work when you utilize that power. Now, I have an American Express Platinum card, and there are many benefits of that, including the points that allow you to purchase things or get tickets to plays. And I'm not trying to do a commercial because a lot of credit cards have these kind of benefits, but you don't get the benefit if you don't know how the card works. And it took me a long time to figure it out. I never used the benefits. As children of God, we have special privileges through the Holy Spirit. We simply have to know how to use the benefits. My prayer for you today is to remember that your identity is fully in Christ. You are chosen. You are royal. You are holy. You belong to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called us all out of darkness and into His wonderful light. And the only path from here is up. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. That's your identity, and that's mine. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign.